USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
2 days until Thanksgiving, but many airports in America are reporting brisk business already. USA Radio's Robin Walensky is at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay is super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes, and tries to make them smile.
Gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say. He's four.
8 days after it last crashed, Facebook has been down this morning for many users. It also took down Instagram. A Facebook spokeswoman says the company is currently experiencing issues, but they're working on a resolution. A mysterious flash of light described by some as an explosion reported in the skies over Southern California early this morning. No word on what it was. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Afghan officials say a suicide bomber targeted a gathering of Muslim religious scholars in Kabul, killing at least 40 people. A spokesman for the government says another 60 people were wounded in the attack, which took place as Muslims around the world were marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. No one has immediately claimed responsibility, but both the Taliban and a local ISIS affiliate have targeted religious scholars aligned with the government there in the past. Democratic Mayor of Chicago Rahm Emanuel says that city remains in mourning after the shooting deaths yesterday of a city police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech at Mercy Hospital.
All going about their day, all doing what they love.
Police have not confirmed it, but multiple reports say gunman Juan Lopez started shooting with the death of the doctor, Tamara O'Neill, over a domestic dispute. Lopez then either shot himself and died or was killed by a police bullet. They're still unable to say. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says he expects to be home before Thanksgiving following complications from back surgery that required over a month of hospitalization. The 71-year-old Democrat says the two back surgeries at the Mayo Clinic were successful, but then he suffered some post-surgery complications that did some damage to his lungs. He did not seek a third term. He's being succeeded as governor in January by Democrat Tim Walz. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been way down again this morning. A little bit earlier, it was down by about 500 points since the opening bell, a drop that was erasing any gains it's made during this year so far. The NASDAQ was down at last check over 150 points. The White House not commenting on a report claiming Ivanka Trump used a personal email account to send hundreds of messages to fellow White House aides and cabinet officials. Her use of the personal account reportedly did violate federal records rules in some cases, but a spokeswoman for Ivanka Trump's lawyer says the president's daughter used the private email before she was notified of the rules and never sent any classified material through that channel. And President Trump is getting ready to uphold a long-standing tradition when he pardons a Thanksgiving turkey at the White House later today. Anytime you're online, think of us. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.